Rangers Rambles.
All right.
You got a license for that burp?
Here we are. We're live with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. My name is Jolt, and I am the chief host of the podcast. And joining me, we've got quite a few returning hosts. Tenacious, hello. Say hi.
Yep, I'm here for the first time in a while, because I managed to miss several.
Abram Volkov.
I live again.
It's been a long time since your last appearance.
Yeah, we only just got the old Frankenstein gear out to bring you back to life.
And Gil Hedgehog.
It's alive!
Welcome, my precious victims.
He's now. We now got to call him Victor Frankenstein for the rest of the show.
That's mean. And joining us for the first time ever, we've got a new host, Sean. Do introduce yourself and tell us a bit of a fun fact about yourself.
Hannity or Connery?
What did you say, bud?
Hannity or Connery?
Yeah.
I'm joking. Well,
Sean, I've been a Cobra for about 10 years now, and down in South Colorado, down in Colorado Springs, and I love it down here. And I'm going to Denver this August, so we're going to see how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hopefully nice. Certain people will not show up.
Come on, we may have unsavory characters when the day comes, hoping for the best.
Oh, yes, definitely. But anyway, Sean, do you have your first suit as well, too?
Negative. Well, fucking dude, man. Snake fursuits are rare as is. I've been thinking about doing it, but till then, just gotta keep it chill. Maybe we'll get to it at some point when I got the money.
You wouldn't be able to have any arms or legs.
That's also a true fair point. Most snakes don't have arms or legs.
You could just roll yourself up in a sleeping bag and get one of those little party blowers for your mouth. Just like.
Yeah, actually, basically a snake. I was thinking of, you know, getting one of those naga suits. Livering yourself with the part of your body.
The problem is, like, even if I do that, there'll be a ridiculous sized tail, and I'm about to drag that behind me all the time. It's going to be something else entirely.
And wearing a dress even more.
on the one hand, at least you'll give the engineers work at the hotel because it'll get stuck in the lift.
Oh no.
That's terrible.
All right.
I never said it wasn't terrible.
Oh, I can already imagine.
All right.
So, the longer you get to know me, the worse I get.
Let's start on the first kind of order of things though, like a little topic zero and a shilling thing and a public service announcement for the group. Is that you may not be aware that we actually have a presence on Steam, and that this and that, you know, what Steam actually did recently, well,
it was perfect. It's beautiful.
It all open, hasn't it?
Indeed, it has.
Yeah,
I actually have a Steam account though, because I am not a gamer.
It's not just that, but you know what they did was surprisingly amazing though. They have basically popped up a beta voice chat and they have gone the balls to take the fight against Discord now.
All right, I can't see it now. Give me a second. It might be loading for me.
It says, Furry Raiders is presenting to everyone. In what sense?
I only see like a big black screen for now.
It's just my dirty mind.
There we go. Finally, now I see the all new fucking hell.
Hang on. So that thing doesn't work? Okay, fine.
Blink and you'll miss it.
Well, I mean, that's going to be a hard climb to do because Discord is pretty much dominated fucking voice chat. Like, Skype is now fucking destroy. I don't think anyone uses Skype anymore.
I've still got a Skype account. But...
Well, I mean, everyone has a Skype account, but how many times do you use it?
I use it maybe once or twice a week.
Like 3 years for me.
I suspect I was the last person using it as their main messaging service.
Yeah, but like, then you got like TeamSpeak 3, which is like what? Still has the interface of like a 5 years old, 8 years old. It's never changed.
There we go. And the all new Steam Chat. Steam Chat. Yes. New friends, live chat, voice chat, and features. A richer experience. Make friends, leads the organization. Making it easier for more fun to gain with friends. These features are available on beta now. Try them out and give your feedback.
Oh, it's available on Betamax.
It is.
All right. It's very fancy.
Yeah. I'll get the video recorder out.
So look at this, though. It basically created a system like that's got the same layout ish as Discord.
It's basically Steam Discord.
It is, because I've tested it before with some of our guys. We've got rooms, and we have voice chats that can be popped up on a whim. So it's a perfect Discord substitute.
That's it on the screen there. That's literally Discord.
It is.
Discord 2.0. New and improved.
I mean,
there's a lot more benefits, and, you know, unlike Discord. Yeah,
Discord, but with all that political bullshit, you know, that threat.
Let's wait and see.
It's all the time.
Don't bring down the ban hammer.
No, Steam's not going to cock. Discord, on the other hand.
Or so we pray, right? Or so we pray.
Discord is just in the pockets of certain people.
Unsavory interests, yeah.
Individuals, shall we say, who we know, but we will not name.
This does look a lot like Discord, though.
It does.
It actually looks way better, to be honest.
And on that note, we could basically bring back the good old days of, you know, fun voice chats again.
Perfect, yeah.
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day.
I'll be sure to annoy you all with the accordion again. Night.
Oh, yes, please. Play Remove Kebab for me.
Hey, Joel, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So, like, do we also have a free raider on the Steam group, right?
That was about the next thing I was about to present, actually. We do
have... You're psychic! Burn the witch!
Oh, good grief. Modern-day Salem trials. When?
Look at that beautiful... Look at it. It's just so beautiful.
So
beautiful.
Don't forget, we have the link to our Steam group on the comments section on the video. The description bar, and don't forget, join the group, enter the voice chat, test the beta. There's a lot of things that need to be worked on, but it very much is viable, and we can tell Discord to shove it.
Mm-hmm, indeed.
Because here's the thing.
I mean, after all that shit I heard as well, too, that could happen, you know, that it ever also happened.
Going forward, it's actually good, because you know why? Steam actually has a lot to lose if they cuck.
Yeah. They actually have, you know, way too much to lose. Because for one, I mean, they actually know, like, if not the biggest, you know, gaming platform I can think of.
Actually, yeah, besides, like, Origin and what else is there?
Play. And all those copycats, right?
Play.
Even minor ones, though, too.
I mean, but here's the thing, like, if these unsavory characteristics who sponsored Discord try to muscle in on Steam and, like, get them... to ban people from my hate speech. Like, if you get locked out of your account with all the games that you bought, dude, it's gonna hit the fan.
Oh, yes, indeed. If not millions are at stake, then billions are at stake, or even more. We never know.
Depends what currency you're using, because if you're using Zimbabwean dollars, it's gonna, like... it's gonna get very high.
Sell games to Zimbabwe? That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
But all the same, I think we're gonna be safe on Steam. Like, you know, 'cause they just remember, this is the company that basically rolled back the decision to ban like anime titties, and all the game journalists spurged out at them for it.
Yeah. And actually, they quite deserve to still take to spurg out.
Did you say kitties?
I'm just gonna go too hard.
Oh, actually, now I have to mark this as explicit so we don't freaking get mass reported down.
Jeez.
Don't worry about it.
You can just edit that out.
No. It's...
Yeah.
but don't forget that.
No, you sound like a helicopter.
You know, even if not exactly.
Wait, it's a chopper.
Anyway, let's get a move on.
If you're not exactly a gamer, I guess to wrap this up, do make sure you create a Steam account. It's more than just for games, and it can very well be our new home after the fall of Discord.
It's like a multi-use cross-platform thingy, right?
Indeed.
Something like that.
Yeah. It's some sort of, let's say, I don't know. It ascended, you know. It has ascended. Anyways, move on. Moving on.
Ascended, or arse-ended?
Why did he do that?
You know what I'm like.
Yeah, I think we'll probably go on. That's probably that for Steam. We'd love to see you guys there. And
indeed.
Get the thing tested, and it'll basically be on our way to starting up something good. So, E3 2018 is the next item of discussion.
Oh boy. There was a lot of good cringe moments this E3 2018. Again, I missed it.
Snap! This is going to my cringe collection.
Actually,
I gotta say though, the one presenter that did it pretty good was Devolver Games.
This is the namesake of our episode.
Devolver.
Yes, actually. Yeah, I mean, I kind of skimmed through their presentation a bit, but yes.
I mean, Devolver does, have quite a lot of creativity as well, too, doesn't it? Don't they?
They're the ones that did Hotline Miami, Enter the Gungeon, Broforce. I never did Hotline Miami, Enter the Gungeon, Broforce, Shadow Warrior 2, Reigns.
Yeah, Shadow Warrior 2.
They've done a lot of, outside of a box games, which I fucking love from that developer. And what their E3 presentation was, although it was short, I actually enjoyed it. I was actually, engaged by the fucking presentation rather than fucking two people being awkward on stage. EA. But, yeah.
Well, that's going to get this podcast banned.
No.
Hey, Jolt.
Yeah.
Rang up the juicy stuff.
Oh, yes.
Our presentations. Our watchers are waiting for it.
The great thingo. The great triggering salt mine of it all.
And the Metal Wolf Chaos XD. What the hell?
Mech America great again.
I'm ready for you.
Jesus Christ, you're dying there, mate.
I seem to have missed the game.
Get some water.
They actually presented this.
Metal Wolf Chaos XD.
They actually just popped up the trailer and look at, and they use the hashtag on Twitter, Mech America Great Again.
Mech America Great Again. I love it.
And you know what the best part is? It created such an epic salt mine on Twitter.
Show us.
Let's see the salt.
Only because it used that. Here we go. Read.
And they ruined it with Mech America Great Again. God damn it.
You look at all the people in that comment thread and you kind of know this.
Saying degenerate live on stage. Mech America Great Again. A good day for gamers that love fascism and not having sex.
Really now?
I think Mech Wolf, no, Metal Wolf Chaos XD is going to be Game of the Year, pretty sure.
Oh, it, I mean, dude, this is basically going to be a sales winner.
I mean, who I the mean, fuck can deny?
And you know what the best part is? I mean, this salt mine here is just free publicity as well, too.
Yeah.
Look at it. They're just, let's say, mentioning repeatedly, and it's actually the best publicity ever. Not even a single penny they have to pay for it as well, too.
I mean, even people who didn't vote for Trump, they're still going to laugh at that.
Indeed.
Yeah. I mean, it's just these crazy people who are obsessed.
And the ones that have a common sense will too, right?
By the way, interesting notice. Like, how many of these people in that thread are SJW fur facts?
I can see plenty of it.
Yeah,
well, one of them is called LGBT Sloth Month.
Yeah, that's a dead giveaway. I mean, not at least, right?
I used to think Milk and Cookies was a cool guy, but now I'm not so sure.
Look at this. Look at
this. I don't give a shit.
Basically.
Also, Mecha Mecha Great Again understands a joke. It's a play on words that fits thematically with the game. But that's not the issue with the joke. It's an extremely poor taste. And if you have an ounce of it, it's not that fucking hard to understand why. We live in a dangerous political social climate right now. You might think it's just a joke, but it's not. Normally, I dropped out some icy hate crime related news, but you're on Twitter. I don't owe you shit, and I'm going to do your fucking homework for you. Read a book.
That's pretty much it.
An example of a comparable joke to this, make a America thing. I'm thinking of parody MAGA hats. If you're joking due to the fight or flight response in people,
one moment, I've got to put my MAGA
really
hat
worth
on.
Making? Let me finish, for fuck's sake. Humor is a limitless creative field. You can come up with something actually fun instead.
What?
Okay, so they're gonna praise Wolfenstein for its SJW political message, but then
agree.
Even though it's about chastise
this for saying Mecha America Great Again.
Wolfenstein. Oh shit! I'm so ready for that.
Tell me about it, though.
I've put my MAGA hat on.
I think we need to sell their own MAGA hats.
Oh, true.
Hey, make Furby great again.
Yes.
Or you know what? Like, you know how the free raiders have like this beautiful, say, red background and everything? Sell that as a cap with a paw print logo right in the front of it as well, too. Shit, I love that.
I think it'll look especially good with the suggested redesign for the logo that I've been toying around with.
Sure.
I mean, we can actually say go on more things or two, but small steps first, and then we could go to some more extreme stuff. Like shirts, pants, and everything, right? I mean, that should be expensive.
I'm not a patriotic man, but I would buy a shirt with that logo, or that art on it.
That's in the works. That's in the works.
Good.
You know something? Speaking of little bits of thingos that I missed in E3, there was this dance number by Just Dance.
Oh, I can already imagine.
No.
Oh, no.
We'll watch a tiny bit of it first, and then.
Boy, I'm getting some flashbacks over here.
Here comes a cringe.
Ah.
Oh my god.
Dude.
Why
could they not have gotten a proper fursuit?
The cringe.
Its head looks way, way too big for its body.
What the hell is that thing?
God alone knows. I don't want to know.
And I think that's probably... I think you've seen enough.
The head is too round. The eyes are too small.
It's basically,
I mean, couldn't they put some padding on it or something?
Yeah.
Let the body match the head?
Hey, Jolt.
Yeah.
You know that Sonic, costume dance thing that I showed you on the Telegram, right?
Yeah.
I'm getting flashbacks from that thing.
But this one here, to stay on the topic of this thingo, is this is a pseudo marching band to reveal a game, and they basically, and somebody had the thing to complain that Ubisoft was doing its duty to the furry community by doing this.
It's Fortnite.
No. I don't think this is a call of duty to the furry community, is it?
I think Ubisoft needs to shut their doors. Just shut down. Stop.
Or maybe shut it down and try to study the damn thing, you know? Just going, just taking things at face value. I mean, just sit down, study that thing, and probably they wouldn't look like freaking clowns like that as well, too.
They need to learn what a proper fursuit freaking looks like. Damn it.
They look like someone's dad on a midlife crisis trying to act cool and everything.
Actually, you know something? You know, if you can basically stomach the whole thing, you'd have to wonder if, you know, if furry's finest dancers could even do a better job than that guy.
I mean, why the fuck? Why don't you just hire
I've seen some pretty good ones.
I'm a single furry.
Absolutely. They could have hired somebody from, like, MFF the dances. Those people of are course. Pretty darn good.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, there's, like... I mean, on Twitter network, whatever it be, I see myself a lot of good dancers. Sergals, Foxes, you name it. And they're dancing so goddamn well as well, too. I mean, couldn't they just, you know, like fiddle their pickle around and, like, ask them to do their dance and whatnot?
No, because they don't want actual furry degeneracy.
I mean, they must have a level of self-awareness on that note.
Yeah.
So, on that, while we're here, we're going to take a little gander at some other games, though.
Oh, I can't wait for it. No.
Battlefield being basically the biggest thing that EA has...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because the developers basically took the greatest extent to virtue signals so damn hard.
Well, they haven't released much during E3 about Battlefield 5. All they did was just tell us about how there's no loot boxes, but... I was going to say they changed the name. It's now called Aerial Drops. There will be Aerial Drops in Battlefield 5, which are pretty much the exact same loot boxes.
What a beta.
Not, aerial drops of what? Cluster bombs.
Yay. Microtransactions, my favorite.
Beta. So there will be microtransactions in Battlefield 5. There also will be a Battle Royale. I guess they're fucking jumping on that train too.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah. Let's just ditch out, let's say, the story mode completely, and let's force everyone to play a multiplayer game online. With all the toxic players and all their bullshit as well, too. Because, hey, I mean, we only listen to a small number of players, and we just ignore the best part that the game has ever been as well, too. I mean, we're just making this shit into another fucking Fortnite clone that's actually paid.
I'm slowly starting to get tired of all these...
Because historical reality isn't progressive enough.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this. Look at this. Like, the developers think that anybody who questions Battlefield V's historical accuracy is uneducated.
Well, they're certainly uneducated in the science, so-called, of social justice.
Yeah, look at this. His motive for doing this, dude.
Yeah, the science were just sleeping in history.
We felt
class,
like but... in today's world, I have a 13-year-old daughter that when the trailer came out and she saw all the flack, she asked, "Dad, why is this happening?" She plays Fortnite and says, "I can be a girl in Fortnite. Why are people so upset about this?" She looked at me and couldn't understand it. And I'm like, "Okay, as a parent, how the hell am I going to respond to this?" And I just said, "You know what? You're right. This is not okay."
Why does this sound
bro.
Like fucking
bro, this is a game about
It sounds a lot like the same exact shit as the report you shot AR-15 and was crying about in a video game.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Horseshoes, hand grenades, and something.
Oh, yeah. Sure. But then again, can I say something as well, too? Like, the thing is, I mean, like a Battlefield game like this is supposed to focus on historical accuracy. It's not a fucking role-playing game, for fuck's sake.
It's
like a fucking role-playing game with a load of Fallout right now or some shit like that.
If this guy's daughter is so concerned about being able to play as a girl, why didn't she play as a game, a historical game that actually has women in it?
Or a fucking role-playing game, for fuck's sake, where you can build your own fucking character from scratch.
That's too oppressive to them. That's too oppressive. Nope, can't do that. No, no.
No, we have to make World War II politically correct now.
I gotta make it progressive. Oh, I gotta get my vegan food.
Gentlemen, can I just say, about those black female Nazi soldiers.
Go ahead. I can feel the tumors growing.
I think we've been giving him cancer.
Are they calling Battlefield 5 historically accurate as they are marketing it?
No, they're not. The guy says in his motive that he wants to be on the right side of history.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the way I look at it is, as a game developer, you're trying to tell a story, not try to cater to somebody's fucking interest.
Well, they're trying to tell a fictional story about a fictional war that just so happens to be similar to World War II.
Yeah, I mean, that would be pretty goddamn easy if it was like that. But no, it isn't.
It's like how Braveheart would have made more sense if they'd said it in a world like Westeros.
True.
I do wish for the Battlefield 5 like premiere they would tell more about how it's going to work, like what exactly stories are going to hear. Because all we know is basically it's going to be about, there's going to be a Norway. We're going to be talking about, you know, the defense of Norway against the Nazis, but that's all we know so far. They have not yet.
Yeah, but Norway wasn't defended against the Nazis. Norway fell to the Nazis very, very quickly. So therefore, there's not much you can actually do with that.
Yeah, there's that. I mean, like the path,
I mean, it'd be like
path,
it'd be
I mean,
like having a one set in the fall of Denmark, because Denmark fought for like 5 hours and then gave up.
Shit. I remember a Finland game.
Oh, well, I think we can. We've got another few interesting titles too, but there is even more salt because there's a game called Ghost of Tsushima that was, and its crime was cultural appropriation.
Oh. What do they have against Ghost of Tsushima? I'm listening because I actually
the nuts.
Enjoy the hype of this game.
Can someone at Sony explain why you choose not to hire a Japanese performer to wear traditional Japanese wardrobe for a Japanese game? This is extremely offensive to your Asian American consumers and blatantly cultural appropriation. Please explain.
Is that even a Japanese costume? As far as I can recall, Japanese didn't wear those coolie hats.
They just looked at it and just assumed that it would be Japanese. Just looked at it and just assumed it directly.
You know my argument for cultural appropriation is?
What?
For fuck's sakes, like, why are you mad that people are doing things that your culture's doing?
Like, it's not cultural appropriation. Go ahead.
Like, this is a stupid example, but this huge. T-shirts, those are fucking started up by the United States military. And you got people wearing t-shirts everywhere. Why is that a fucking issue? Like, is it an issue that I eat sushi? Can I eat your fucking culture's food?
Actually, the best part is, it's not cultural appropriation, it's cultural appreciation. For fuck's sake, right?
No, it's only cultural appropriation when white people do it.
Oh, no, yeah.
You know something?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I'm just a little story time is that, you know, I saw some white people doing like a traditional Indonesian dance in a street fair. And you know what? My father was genuinely impressed that they took the time to appreciate it, and as was I.
That's nice.
Bingo! There we go.
On stage, learn how to fucking play this instrument. Learn how to fucking, like, wore the correct, like, you know, attire. He worked hard to do that. Why the fuck are you fucking hating on him for? Like, get the fuck off the stage.
They did that in that freaking street fair. Traditional attire, dance style, music, all they ticked all the boxes.
Wow.
Indeed, right?
Impressive.
And you know what? And you know, and they're all you know, white people who took the interest in it.
So, yeah, so white people being interested in other cultures is racist now. Burn.
Abram, you muted yourself.
Oh, yeah. He should still be here, but you know.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, this is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah,
no one wants nice things anymore.
Can I say something real quick? I mean, like,
sorry,
because like, it's okay. but like, I was saying this all too.
Games. Sorry about this.
It's okay, but like I was saying though too, like, it's like whenever we try to do something fun or nice or anything, like appreciate, you know, neighbors' culture, whatnot. There is always, and I, you know, not using this word lightly, it's just always. Always a Marxist, be it like a social justice warrior, whatever it would be, they're always gonna come out of nowhere and start bitching about it as well too, just to ruin it. And for what? Because they want to. Wanna know why?
That's their nature. They're never gonna stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's their nature, you know. That's
and
their genes.
Backfires on them.
Isn't it true that like most of the people complaining about cultural appropriation aren't even part of that culture?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always like them being offended on behalf of someone else.
Yeah,
do you appropriate someone's culture? I gotta be political correct and bash all and waste my time bashing them all the damn time.
We get the gist of it.
I totally agree that it's a culture appreciation rather than appropriation.
So
there we go.
A bit more time for, and then we cover.
Are they gonna
the
say
item.
White people dancing Gangnam Style is cultural appropriation? Right?
Well, yeah.
So, guys, the next item here is Fallout 76.
Ooh.
Oh, burn in hell, that game.
That game that makes the toony grow.
That might be a good idea, because if you guys haven't seen, they announced that it's going to be an online RPG. It's going to be in West Virginia, like you already know. But here's the thing. On the Sarge map, that's bigger than Fallout 4's map, here's like the whole thing, which I enjoy. Instead of having like a Destiny thing where you got like 200 people on the same server, there's only going to be upwards of like 12 people on your server. And they're going to be scattered throughout the entirety of the wasteland, which is going to be huge. So the final number player are going to be probably once every hour, which
I can only imagine.
It doesn't seem like a bad idea.
But, you know, it's online thingos, and you know what? It's basically Ancapistan the game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because people get to have recreational McNukes.
Yeah. That's one thing I hate about the game, to be honest. But here's the thing, too. Like, with the future Fallout titles, though, too, I mean, if they don't manage, you know, to spurg out in their fucking autism and make it another online-only game, though, too, and actually make it a decent, let's say, single-player game as well, too, do me a fucking favor. Take the good assets from 76 and whatnot, and put, you know, and I say in a very softly voice as well, too, on the future Fallout title game, make it as fucking good as you fucking can, and let us all enjoy a beautiful RPG game without all the online bullshit as well, too. And if so, multiplayer, fucking make it optional. We would be so grateful.
This Fallout 76 has optional multiplayer. You can play it in single player mode. It still will have goals.
But there's no NPC, so it's going to be very lonely.
Yeah, well.
As I've seen it called, Fallout Minecraft.
Well, yeah. But then again, I mean, the best part as well too, I mean, is like, I mean, if it's good, it's just gonna be all you by yourself. I mean, the best part as well too, I mean, it's going to, let's say, simulate an accurate wasteland experience as well too. I mean, bombs fell, everyone died, only you survived. What do you do next?
Well, Fallout's never been like that because there's always been other people surviving the wasteland with you.
How? I would never know why. But like. But like as well too, I mean the funny thing is well too, like that I can imagine too, like the nukes are gonna fall. You pulled out some sort of Indiana Jones, you hide in the fridge, and you managed to escape without turning to a ghoul, and everyone else just got cooked to ashes. Well, Vault-Tec never existed. Hooray! Everyone died.
That's
one way to think about it, right?
Variations of it though, but the AnCap simulator is just gonna be hilarious.
Well, I'm a little bit excited to see how this game works out. I feel like the whole low multiplayer thing with not that many people out there. It seems kind of like, you know, how it would be like in DayZ, you meet someone and you're terrified. You don't know how to like Like, do you want to make this guy your friend, or is this guy going to try to kill you?
Yeah, like they mostly do in the actual game, right?
In those few moments where you get to meet people in, you know, in the fucking wasteland.
Yeah, I mean, cause like, in DayZ that I can remember, though, too, or similar titles, well, too, like, basically, every person that you meet, there's a 90% chance they're going to just shoot the shit out of you as well, too, and loot the fuck out of your stuff, well, too, and then go on with your merry day, right? That is
true. James. That is true. All right. We're going to kind of wrap this up with this. Yeah, I know this is going to go for the longest, but just as a closing kind of question for you guys, who do you think won E3 this year?
Devolver.
Devolver.
So, yes, I mean, agreed.
Mech America great again.
If you guys want to talk about games, like actual like presenting games or anything, I feel like Bethesda did probably one of the better jobs.
They had a lot to show, and you know, mixed messages all around.
Oh yeah, speaking about Bethesda, I kind of remember as well too about Todd Howard and what I believe it would be Skyrim for mobile. I believe
actually, Oblivion for mobile, but Oblivion. You know what the highlight was?
What?
He called everyone a degenerate. Because he was trying to make a joke about hands and fingering. Like, you never know when you need the other hand.
Really now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a degenerate. Like, I think that's how he said it.
Yeah, actually, and people still, you know, still spoke out about Todd calling them a degenerate.
Oh boy. Oh,
you know what I find funny as well too?
Actually, no. Games should probably be the domain. Like, if they keep saying like for people who love fascism or not.
Yeah.
Well, but like, let's be honest. I think it's very unlikely that there are people who play Wolfenstein who are, you know. Yeah.
Well, yeah, true. But like, I've seen it well too. I mean, in my early days on YouTube as well too. I mean, I actually, you know, came across some very interesting specimens. You know, sometimes those edgy, you know, young kids on YouTube that say like, I'm not gaining any subscribers because you guys suck and whatnot. Yeah. I mean, have you ever run across some of these ones all too?
Oh,
the ones actually saying this?
Oh, subscribe, yeah, it is.
Exactly. Go down to shit all the way to zero.
Oh, by the way, you know what the most cancerous thing is, that which I'm about to segue to the next topic?
Let's have a
shot there.
The Last of Lesbians 2.
Oh, yeah. It's that trend as well, too, like that every single character on a video game has to have some sort of homosexuality at some point. Otherwise, it's a shitty game, right?
Yeah, that game, The Last of Us 2, like the developers there, the developer is basically a self-loathing soy boy who basically decided to shove some in-your-face lesbianism.
Nothing new.
Can I ask a question?
No, right now, Ellie was a lesbian in The Last of Us DLC. If you play the DLC, she is a lesbian. That's when it came out. This is nothing new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but can I say something as well, too?
Mm-hmm.
Like, about all these gay characters and everything, I mean, sure, you can like have the freedom of, let's say, of creating to create a gay character or whatever. I don't give a shit, but the thing is, like, we have fucking fan fictions, you know, for that as well, too, you know? You can, let's say, I can actually, let's say, like, come up, let's say, with, like a fanfic about me, of my character with anybody of these characters, you know, of doing some gay shit or whatnot. I mean, in mere seconds, that can be done. Let's say, like, boom, it's easy as that.
There it is,
right? Like, for example, me and Tenacious doing something as well too.
Wait,
let that sink in for a bit.
That's basically the last of it, though. It's just that these people have decided to hijack the finger and basically to push and just push it, and that's where the grievance comes in, though.
Well,
anyway,
so, ruined a good game title.
I support it. I think it's going to be a great game. I feel like making Ellie a lesbian actually makes sense with her character. That makes sense for character. I think that, like, the gameplay they showed us, which looked very, very fucking cinematic and pre-recorded, like, as in, like, it's not going to be the actual gameplay. But from what I've seen from this game, with the large crafting system, which they flashed us for a minute, it looks like it's 3 times the size of what it used to be in the first Last of Us. I think this
game...
I mean, have hope for the game, by all means. It's just that the lesbian thing was just uncalled for, and that's
yeah. I mean, they're just to say pushing as well too. You know, I mean, it's no wonder, you know, how some people, you know, let's say, I mean, they think, you know, some homosexual people are just, you know, like just rubbing each other all day long, sodomizing each other, and just the one with all the slobbering, like
TMI. God, TMI.
We'll definitely have to edit that out.
as degenerate furries and men shouldn't we be happy about lesbians seeing more?
Agree.
All right, this one's run its course now. So we'll move on. We're going to segue it now to the next topic at hand.
Mm-hmm. All right. 77. Roll out the nuts. If you really love LGBTQ people, you just
can't just keep eating Chick-fil-A.
I feel like you...
Boy.
Like, here's the funny thing. On that side note, too, look at this, too, as well. Like, the guy...
Twitter
the head
CEO, Twitter, Jack Dorsey, forced to apologize for eating Chick-fil-A during Pride Month. Really now?
Get to apologize for eating chicken sandwich.
Having to apologize for eating fast food is, I think, lesser... I think eating fast food is one of the lesser crimes on the grand scale of things.
He ate a chicken sandwich, that Nazi.
Dude!
Hey, guys, can I say something as well, too? Like, I've been following, so, like, you know, Sargon Avakad and, like, his, let's say, Twitter drama with the CEO, Jack, as well, too. It's something to say that, yes, you're quite entertaining, but
Twitter.
This is new.
Is.
I can't wait for Sargon to speak on this. But then again, as well, too.
I have my reservations, but...
Mm-hmm. But then again, same. I mean, I'm biased as hell, but you know what? So I see Chick-fil-A. I'm gonna eat over there.
Me too, dude. Like, freaking. Like, here's the thing.
I don't think they're active in my country, so I can never eat Chick-fil-A unless I go abroad.
Here's the thing. How lowly of a man do you have to be to apologize for eating that?
Yeah, I mean. It's just food for
I will say this much. He looks like Mel Gibson with a beard.
It looks like he's dying from the inside. Look at his face. It looks like from the inside.
Scroll back up and tell me if that doesn't look like Mel Gibson with a beard.
He looks more like the dude from Heavy Rain, the main character.
I mean, my eyes, he looks like he's dying from the inside. Yeah. He's like, he's slowly dying. Like, his eyes just going to be, help me.
Say what you will about that, though, but... Look at this stuff, because everybody is just up in arms because Chick-fil-A Stingo is not a secret.
Chick-fil-A is an interesting company to boost Pride Month, Jack. You're right. Completely forgot about their background.
Yeah, because, like, remember, anybody who knows...
You must love the taste of bigotry.
Is that Chick-fil-A has basically just kept supporting the Stingo, and everybody just kept up in arms because they can't agree with the marriage.
The average what?
They just can't agree with the freaking with. They just oppose Chick-fil-A because they just stand firm on marriage.
And they just because they want to, let's say, destroy a company because I want to see them burn because I feel like it and because it makes my cultural make my cultural Marxist.
It muscles my Jimmy's to Mars.
Yes, to Marx. It's...
I remember there's a huge protest on the Chick-fil-A here.
How was the experience though? Like, I can't eat Chick-fil-A because I don't got it in my neck of the woods.
Oh, it's great!
Boy, I'll take it over here.
Oh, I gotta try it.
Can you bring us all over? We'll have a big Raiders fest at Chick-fil-A.
Hashtag Chick-fil-A abroad. Hashtag Chick-fil-A abroad.
When it comes
UK,
to fast food,
Australia, everywhere.
When it comes to fast food chicken, Chick-fil-A is the best.
Oh, I can imagine.
Closest you can get in this country is KFC.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, I haven't, let's say, gobbled, you know, like Chick-fil-A yet, but I plan to at some point, whenever I get the chance.
Will you take a picture of yourself eating it, just taking a massive bite to trigger people?
Oh, you bet I will.
maybe I might take it home and go through
the break, though. But
some eating with that.
But, you know, unfortunately, they had to land on the unfortunate circumstance that is Pride Month.
Really?
You already know this current state of freaking, you know, the Pride movement.
And the stereotype of gay people and whatnot as well, too. I mean, me being bi, I can already feel the burn a bit.
I'm bi and I don't like it.
Kiss me.
This is all just nothing but, you know, meaningless platitude.
It'd be great if this was in chat and we could just have a big snog.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a video.
Oh my god.
I think.
Anyways, let's move on.
Yeah. But I think that was just more of a glossier topic because, you know, if I didn't have anything else, I'd probably shove it with filler for the current state of Pride movement, but I think that's
chick
kind of
chick filler.
I feel lightheaded.
Excellent joke. Good job. I like it.
Like I said, the longer you know me, the worse my jokes get.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Oh, well, same with me as well too. But hey. Anyways, moving on.
The last item on the table is like. At the behest of one of our hosts who had to drop out before the show started, was we just kind of wanted to figure out, like, let's just open up a bit and think for a moment, like, what are the benefits of being, well, furry?
True. Yeah,
you can be an alcoholic without being an alcoholic.
Well, yeah. That weeds, though.
You get to throw your money at some of the best artists around.
Yeah.
And at least, you know, you get to finally learn
to fail for yourself and no one cares.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Jolt, spill the nuts.
That's part of the experience, isn't it?
That's just going to be your catchphrase now, isn't it?
Maybe.
This is why I haven't turned myself into anything like a superhero with a motto.
Because the Valesque version would be spill the guts.
Jolt sulking in the corner. You guys are mean.
Anyway, let's move on. Yeah, we're having plenty of fun at Jolt's expense right now.
Actually, I'm going to keep this thing down for a moment. But that's a side note, though. How does the feel of first fitting kind of go for you, Abraham?
I love it. I would like to get a newer suit because mine's like 10 or 11 years old, but I love it. It's fun.
Yeah, I've
never worn one before. I've worn someone's head once.
That's basically the whole suit.
Yeah, but I didn't have the paws as well. I only got to wear the head for a bit.
It's it's really hot though. That's pretty common. It's like
hotter than Kinky, y'all.
Both.
I told you I get worse the longer you know me. Wasn't a lie.
Should be good.
No, definitely. I go to MFF a lot. That's probably the best one because it's in December and you get to go outside and not be hot. So,
and you also get to go outside, so you're not killed by chlorine.
Yeah.
Oh, killed by what? Oh, fuck, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did they ever actually catch the guy who did it?
I haven't read it.
Yeah, I mean, me neither. I mean, there was some weird dude on Facebook who they tried to claim like it was him, but... I mean, they couldn't get it. It wasn't him. Like, it was someone else.
Well, there is also a theory that it was actually an accident and that someone was using chlorine to clean their fursuit.
Well, true.
Why?
Because furries.
I think they don't. They want to kill. They sometimes have the thing out for the people who don't like them.
Well, yeah, that's true about that.
Yeah. But alas,
one of the weirdest mysteries to go unsolved yet.
What we need to do is get a Scooby-Doo furry in there to figure it out.
And I would have got away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
God damn
it. What the guy always hated about Scooby-Doo is because it was never a real fucking ghost. It was always just some guy dressed up because he wanted to buy the land really cheap or something.
See, I don't like that because they're saying that ghosts don't exist. We need to respect ghosts. They exist, and we need to respect their feelings.
Who are you to say that this ghost doesn't feel isn't real? He feels he's real.
Yeah.
Social justice.
I dress
ghost
up like a ghost
the next
I feel
step.
Like one. You can't deny my identity as a ghost.
Oh my god!
That's cultural appropriation. If you say I can't be a ghost,
I want my ghost.
I may have a heartbeat, but that doesn't mean I'm not dead.
I'm working on the transition to remove my heart.
and my body.
No, you lost it the moment you became a furry.
Fair enough.
Who knows what inside of furries are? Are they, you know, inside?
There's lots of foam, I think.
The heads, they're usually made of foam or resin is pretty popular.
No, I was joking
now.
About what's actually inside a furry's
oh,
furry's
I'm sorry.
Actual body.
Oh, I thought somebody asked an actual question rather than a joke. Usually furries are actually full of alcohol.
Well, yeah, true.
Alcohol and foam.
And a lot of synthetic padded fur. And which, funnily enough...
I thought you were going to say synthetic drugs as well.
Well,
that's only the case sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I have something funny.
Unfortunately.
What's it called? I got something...
Spill the nuts, George. Spill the nuts.
funny about fursuit that, unfortunately, the article, I was trying to get this out of it, but it's unlocked behind the paywall. And it's
oh, paywall.
It says, this is something that's going to BTFO a lot of fursuiters, I feel. Look at
oh, spill the nuts. Vegan-friendly environment is... Wait. Vegan-friendly fashion is actually bad for the environment. Animal-free alternatives for leather and art are on the rise, but they use plastic materials and end up harming the ocean creatures. Is there a way to dress ethically?
Well, you could wear
no.
cotton.
There's not, no.
Ugh, it's all vegan, is all tall. Oh, yes, it has to be vegan. Oh.
You know, it's unfortunate that I can't read the rest of the article because I didn't want to pay for it.
Actually, there's no need to pay for it because I can already have a clear idea.
It is actually surprisingly, but predictably, they would not touch the topic of a fursuit. Full stop.
Why are they against silk? It's only insects that make silk. I mean, it's not an actual, you know, an animal that people care about.
And I mean,
there's also silk that you can get by not harming the creature at all, because you can pick the silk things after the moth has already flown away.
Yeah, or you can also see, like, make them your little itty bitty pets as well too, right?
You know something funny?
And also, why are vegans against wool? Because you can harvest it without killing the animal.
True. Sheep as well too, right?
Yeah. You know something because funny?
They've actually got a reason to keep the sheep alive because it's very profitable for wool.
We
never argued that vegans were rational beings, though.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, that's their total case, but you know something funny?
I'm going to have to eat a big steak after this.
They think they're saving the environment, but you know.
I'm cultural and appropriating some sushi after this.
Oh boy, that sounds good. That actually sounds like a good option by now.
Oh, and...
There's a video somewhere you can watch called 10 Ways Vegans Are Destroying the World or something.
Oh yes, those evil soy boys and all their cultural Marxism.
It's all right.
It's called 10 Ways Vegans Are Ruining the World.
This is going to be a good one.
Because to produce one almond takes 5 liters of water.
Oh my god!
How am I
so
going
to... they're causing water shortages in regions that grow almonds.
Not to mention the fact that you have to mix water with almonds to make almond milk.
Yeah, you know...
Why don't
you
just have coconut milk?
Yeah. It's so good. Coconut milk needs to be more popular.
True.
I mean, coconut milk is healthy. It's very healthy for you, according to what I've heard.
Yeah, tell me about it.
But you know what?
It hurts the tree, though.
Yeah, you guys are using too much water.
Yeah, but it
to
falls
make
off
one...
the tree. It's meant to fall off the tree, so
it could land on an animal. That's not vegan.
Why can't they just put? Oh, that's the thing. I heard a while back that more people are killed every year by coconuts than by sharks.
I'm sorry.
But coconuts falling on people's heads as they were lying underneath the tree and it fell on.
That is comically hilarious.
Yeah.
More people die that way every year than are killed by sharks.
Holy shit.
That's awful. That's,
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's quite a bit of a nutty bit.
It puts the two South African lifeguards who lose their torsos every year in the shade.
Shame.
Ouch.
I like how you missed my joke about in the shade.
In the shade.
Because people were lying under the tree to get in the shade, and then coconut fell on them and killed them.
That's dumb.
It then happens.
I'm imagining people running away from the beach to escape a shark, but then trees attack them with coconuts. Nowhere is safe.
Or maybe they've got like a world's deadliest living things documentary, and it's like one guy filming a coconut tree, and the coconut tree is in a cage.
Oh my god,
that's great! Right. It's just like a Stever wouldn't take on fucking coconuts.
I think I may have to kind of put this all to a close, though, but.
Let's keep going for another half hour. We can do this.
Dude, I've got limits on time and constraints to meet, so I think we'll kind of wrap this up. The closing statement for this
week. We need more bad jokes.
For this week.
Jolt! Roll the spilled nuts.
One at a time.
The nuts, though.
You want to freaking close up shop a bit early.
Yeah, but let's move on.
He wants to stop you from spilling any more.
Besides,
guts.
My time slot is so shockingly bad at this hour that you literally kept me up. If only an hour, shut eye.
But guys, let's get a move on as well too before time goes to an end. Anyways, Jolt. Spill the nuts.
In light of this,
I think I've enjoyed this week's.
New cycle.
You're welcome.
Be sure to get me on next week. It'll make up for all the ones I missed.
The coming week I'm a little too tied up, so that's a bit iffy.
Might take a while, right?
But, you know.
Well, next one we actually managed to make one.
Yeah. But other than that, though, I think it's just, I really do wish, we got something that we could...
Well, I enjoyed it. I mean, we unearthed this week's shit and made us laugh a bit.
We had, like, the most wildest things happen at E3, though. Like, it's just, it was just a show all around. But all the same, I really do wish we had time but we're not exactly a dedicated games chat, are we? No.
Not yet.
Yeah, but I'm sure we could dig up other stuff to natter away about and make stupid jokes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could go on about coconuts for another half hour.
Please no. Please no.
Spill the coconuts!
I gotta get drunk for you later on. Later on.
Just as a last kind of closing statement, I just have to remind you again, like, our Steam group is there, it's open, you're free to join, and that despite the fact that it's in beta and that some things don't work, it is still very much a functional, fully working Discord substitute, and at least on Steam, we are going to be safe, especially because people complain on Steam. So don't forget, if you ever need a place to voice chat, come and join us on Steam.
Yee!
And you don't have to be a gamer to own an account, you just... It's more than just for games.
True.
And, you know, we'll be, any time we'll be able to allow us, you know, support on Steam as well.
The reason I wanted to keep going is because I actually found a news article that came out today about... We'll have to save that for next time.
All right, then. Other than that, though, I think this is all the time we've got for the show. Thanks to all of you who have stuck by and listened. I hope you had fun listening and, you know, as much as we did.
I hope my bad jokes didn't upset you too much.
It's here and there.
I'm a psychopath, so I mean, I'm obviously fucked up, so don't be too surprised about it.
Of course you're fucked up, you're a furry.
So are you, you're a fox. You know what the foxes are in the furry.
And
I'm a dumb fox.
And in short,
I don't care.
I think that's pretty much it, though. This is the Furry Raiders. See you around until next time. Farewell.
Bye-bye.
Peace.